Turning now to news from here at the Vatican, Pope Benedict XVI met yesterday with Catholicos Karakin II, Patriarch of the Armenian Apostolic Church, offering moral and pastoral support in their search for justice and reconciliation. We spoke with Archbishop Avak Asadorian, Primate of the Armenian Diocese of Iraq, about the meeting.
The Catholicos of all Armenians, His Holiness Karakin II, met with Pope Benedict XVI, and they had fraternal relations and thoughts and meetings concerning the two churches in the spirit of ecumenism, which is very important because ecumenism as a thought or as a metaphysical concept can remain in the air unless you bring it down to earth. And one of the ways you bring this down to earth is to have meetings and to have dialogues so that the thoughts which each church holds and the ideas we support can be substantiated on the level of the two churches and the hierarchs of the two churches, and the archbishops and the bishops of the two churches meet with each other to converse, to dialogue, to see what is the common ground that makes us brothers in the Lord.
And finally, this morning, a conference this week in Rome at the Pontifical Lateran University has brought together scholars and theologians to discuss the importance of the 1968 document Humana Vitae in the midst of widespread relativism and current challenges facing society. Jesuit Father Michael McDermott from the Sacred Heart Seminary in Detroit, Michigan, told us about some of the issues that contribute to relativism and decreased a sense of freedom.
The great challenge today is the understanding of sexuality, I think. And that's why Humani Vitae is so important, because the danger is to see, understand human being in terms of something that is manipulable, like the rest of reality. We think with our scientific laws, we can discover what makes things tick, and then we just use it the way we want, as though there's not an objectivity in reality that we have to acknowledge. And that's what the Pope has tried to bring out. We come into this world in an act of love. So we find ourselves as a gift, and we're called to respond. We have to realize that our freedom is not something that is arbitrary, but it is a call to respond to love. We're not neutral before it.